College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Plastic Man will be accompanying us on a woodcock hunt this coming week. And Ryan, we'll trade in those tight chokes and, you know, the small steel shot for some real fine bird shot and open chokes in the woods for those little timber doodles.
Yeah, but most time it's pretty close shots too, so you got to have open choke. No matter how good you are, you got them dudes are rocking through the trees.
Yes, they
that's
are.
That's fun. Yeah, that is so much fun. Well, and you get to have some dog work, which makes it so special.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess Kenley's kind of sad now, huh, that the season's come to an end, or is she relaxed because she worked pretty hard this year?
She just walked over to the window looking out at the water. Yeah, she every time I get dressed, she's jumping up and down, ready to go. You know, for 7 years old, she's still pretty spry, but it's, I don't know, it's over, buddy. Yeah. I needed it, too. I was wore out.
Yeah,
I used to get wore out, but it didn't hurt so bad when I was young. But now you get wore out, it hurts.
Well, now you guys can turn your thoughts more to fishing. You do the fishing throughout the winter, and boy, the river really jumped up, huh? It looks like it's continuing to go.
Yeah, it's going to come up. We got so much rain in the valley now. I mean, it's just draining right through the valley. I mean, it's just for days and days. So it's going to go high, but, you know, it just pushes the fish into the bay. You know, just the tide comes in and the salt water pushes closer to it, so the fish come with it. I mean, it's a process that we've perfected over the years, and we know how to do it. I mean, my guys are so good at that. So, I mean, they catch a fish. They had some customers came to check out the lodge the other day because they wanted to do a big commercial hunt and fish during September. So they sent some people to see if the lodge was nice enough and all that. And Cody took them out and just smashed the fish. So I guess they booked.
You know, when I was down there last week and we made that hunt, I was talking with some of your out-of-state visitors that came down there for the cast and blast. I don't know, what do you think they enjoy more, the uniqueness of hunting in a habitat that is nowhere else in the world like it is down there in the Delta, or the fishing that they experience here? Which one do you think they get the biggest kick out of?
They come for the hunt. You know, that's what they come for, because it's that time of year. And the species that we could kill, we kill, you know, just variable species up to 12, 15 sometimes. So they love that, seeing the different ducks. Everybody loves the pintails, loves the canvasbacks, so they don't see those very often. And then the fishing was so good this fall, even if you had a duck day that you only killed 10 ducks or something like that. I'm talking about the fishing was unbelievable. So everybody left happy. I mean, it was so nice to see everybody just enjoying themselves so much. And, the pressure wasn't on the guys, whether or not they could get out there and perform easy for the customer. It was just great. I mean, the trout in the river was just, I enjoyed it. I really, you know, it's been a long time since I got to hammer them like that, but it was good. The whole season was great. The business was great this year. We were booked every single day. I mean, it's as good as it gets.
Well, I'll tell you, I really enjoyed the company of our friends Sarah Giles and Andy, and they got to bring their little dog out there. And, you know, I was pulling so much for when Chet Dog finally jumped in the water, went and picked up that duck, and I said, oh, it's going to happen. She's coming back.
Oh, I thought it was going to bring it back.
And she dropped it and wouldn't bring the duck back, but she sure had a fun time with it, that's for sure.
Yeah, Retta was just throwing it up in the air and having a good time. She just didn't bring it back. But she's very, very young. She's not maybe 8-9 months old, so yeah, she'll get it. I mean, she's retrieved grouse and pheasants and all that already, but that was our first duck hunt. No big old canvas bag, as big as her.
Yeah, and I tell you what, that was some real nice, plump, fat canvas bag. I imagine like the ones they used to sell in the French Quarter around the turn of the century as commercial
hunting. Yeah, that was the market hunter's best birds. You know, they would take those and salt them in barrels and put them on the trains to go to the restaurants in New York. So I cooked three of them the day before yesterday. Now I know why. Oh, man, was it good.
How did you cook them? I forgot to ask you.
I did Uncle Cotton's recipe, you know, my old mentor, Cotton DeRoche. And I just cut them up like chicken, and then I browned them in bear fat. I had some bear fat some customers brought me. So I put a little bear fat down there, and I browned them in that really good. Then I covered them with a copious amount of garlic. I mean, more than you would ever think.
Yeah.
Like 3 or 4 pods of garlic. And all that garlic cooks away, and you can't even taste it after. And the ducks are just fabulous. Just cook them for 2 or 3 hours. Just add a little water, a little Tony's, and boy, I tell you what, we ate the whole pot, and the three of us ate them all.
Ooh, I could eat that for breakfast. I wonder if my local Rouse's has bear fat.
I don't think so. I went to get olive oil, and somebody used my olive oil. So, you know what? I got that bear fat. Let me put some of that in there. It really worked out good. I mean, bear fat was used for everything from oiling skins to cooking. I mean, it was, man, very valuable to the Indians. So I said, well, let me put it on there and see how it works out. It worked out great.
Yeah.
And I told Ben, I said, yeah, I cooked them in a little bear fat. He said, bear fat? Where'd you get bear fat?
Well, keep it handy. You might need to grease your wheel bearing sometime on your trail. I think it'll probably be good for that, too.
I said, I just have things, guys, you know?
Yeah, that nobody else has. Well, that's great. Yeah. Look, somebody wants to come down there and have fun fishing with you guys, tell them how to get you.
CajunFishingAdventures.com. And it's time for those big old trout to start roaming, too. So they can call me on my cell phone at 504-559-5111, and I'm going to hunt them down.
All right. Sounds good, my friend. We'll see you, Tuesday. We're going after the woodcock. See you then.
All right. See you, buddy.
All righty. Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. Boy, they got some stuff. Bear fat. You know, cook your canvas back. Whoever thought?